Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. November 11th is Veterans Day. You may not know why we celebrate on this day, but it's connected to the end of World War I. World War I, known at the time as the Great War, officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919, at the Palace of Versailles outside the town of Versailles in France. However, fighting had ceased 7 months earlier when an armistice, or temporary cessation of hostilities between the Allied nations and Germany, went into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. For that reason, November 11, 1918 is generally regarded as the end of the war to end all wars. In November 1919, President Wilson proclaimed November 11th as the first commemoration of Armistice Day with the following words: "To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations." Salem has a World War I memorial, which is a relief sculpture and war memorial by the artist Frederick Lippmann and architect Pietro Belluschi. And this is installed on the exterior of Salem's Marion County Courthouse. The marble sculpture was dedicated in 1954 and depicts a grieving woman kneeling and holding a wreath. The United States Congress officially recognized the end of World War I when it passed a concurrent resolution on June 4, 1926. Another act was approved on May 13, 1938, and this made the 11th of November in each year a legal holiday, a day to be dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be celebrated and known as Armistice Day. Armistice Day was primarily set aside to honor veterans of World War I. In 1954, after World War II had required the greatest mobilization of soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen in the nation's history, and after American forces had fought aggression in Korea, the 83rd Congress, at the urging of the veteran service organizations, amended the 1938 Act, striking out the word armistice and inserting in its place the word veterans. And with the approval of this legislation on June 1, 1954, November 11th became a day to honor Americans, veterans of all wars. Later that same year, on October 8, 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower issued the first Veterans Day proclamation. In 1968, the Uniform Holiday Bill was passed, and this was intended to create three-day weekends for federal employees by celebrating four national holidays on Mondays, and that included Washington's Birthday, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Columbus Day. It was thought that these extended weekends would encourage travel and recreational and cultural activities and help stimulate greater commercial production. Many states did not agree with this decision and continued to celebrate these holidays on their original date. The first Veterans Day under the new law was observed with much confusion on October 25, 1971. It was quite clear that the commemoration of this day was a matter of historic and patriotic significance to a great number of our citizens, especially our veterans. And so on September 20, 1975, President Gerald Ford signed Public Law 94-97, which returned the annual observance of Veterans Day to its original date of November 11th, beginning in 1978. This action supported the desires of the overwhelming majority of states, their legislatures, and all major veteran service organizations. The Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs will host the statewide Veterans Day ceremony at 11 o'clock in the morning on November 11th in front of the Oregon State Capitol on Court Street. This event will feature remarks by dignitaries and special guests, along with some ceremonial elements including a color guard, the singing of the national anthem, a wreath laying, and the playing of taps. For more information, please visit www.oregon.gov/ODVA. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.